The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, it was in the days of Lot. They were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building. On the day when Lot left Sodom, fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day of the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them. And likewise, one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his wife, his life will lose it. Whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night, there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. And there will be two women grinding mill together. One will be taken, the other left." They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." The Gospel of the Lord. So, Jesus, you know, our wife says always prepare for the day. We don't know the day, but we have to live on a daily basis. We cannot live in the past, already gone, need a future. And Jesus said, "Tonight you'll be go back what you're thinking about so much for tomorrow." It's so true. I think Jesus not give us kind of fear, give us fear. No. If you live well every present moment, you will enjoy life. Life is there. The way you treat people with love, and that's true life. When there is no love, no real life. We are called to be disciples of Jesus. So Jesus also says, you love one another so that the people see you and they recognize you, be my disciples. His disciples. We are Jesus. We belong to Jesus. If we do not live the way Jesus lived, how can people can see Jesus in us? And this is a real testimony that how you speak, how you talk, how you live, how you respect people, how in each moment, even in pain, you still thank you, Jesus, because you give us some gifts so that we all are like you. The whole day, in every present moment, remind ourselves we are called to be His disciples. Each moment of us, each moment, just live like Jesus. Jesus on earth, always, whatever the will of the Father, accepted. In the cup, "Father, lift this cup away from me. But not my will, but your will be done." So always ready to live the will of God. Sometimes joyful, sometimes not joyful. Jesus promises peace, not no suffering. Because he said, "Come and follow me." But those who do not carry the cross are not worthy to be my disciples. To follow Jesus is not always pleasant, but peaceful. That's most important.